Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the Chof Ches Shvat, 28th day of Shvat, Tov Shin Pei Beis. Masechta Peyo, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Sometimes there are parts of the field that where the crops are ripening earlier and some a bit later. Our Mishnah wants to tell us that when we harvest the grain and they're taken first from the places which are ripe, there are certain ramifications as far as pay is concerned. Hamanamir sodeo, a person who leaves his field in spots, meaning that he harvests the field in various spots where the tvor is already, the crop is already ripe, and by taking out those bits of crops, it makes it look like it's spotted. The word menamer, a nomer is a lipid because it has spots, menamer. Vishir kalochim lachim. And he left the fresh stalks that are still moist, that are still not ripe. Rabbi Akiva Omer Nosen Peya Mikol Lechad Vachot. He holds that when he goes back and harvests the places which he's left before, he gives a peya from each spot on its own, because the nimur, the spots that he's left, now that he's taken bits of grain here and here and here, the bits of crops, it makes it look now like a whole lot of separate fields. And we do not regard the nimur, the spotting that he had did, or the harvesting of those ones that were ready. We don't look at it as if it's tchilas haktzira of the whole field. We don't say it's looked upon as beginning the harvest of the whole field, which would then make him, he would then have a responsibility to give him pay for that as well. The reason is because at the time that he's taking the first crops, the rest of the crop is not yet ripe. They say that the nimur, this spotting that he's done, is like the beginning of the harvest. And therefore, when he eventually takes the rest of the produce, which is then ripened, he must give it from one spot, from one field, for the whole lot. Alakol. Because they hold, the Chacham hold, that even though he was only taking little spots, bits and pieces here and there, nevertheless, that's considered already the beginning of the harvest of the whole field. You must give their payer from one place for the whole lot. Omoidim Chachamim, L'Rabbi Akiva, B'zareya Sheva Sechadl. Chacham, however, Amoida, they agree that when it comes to sowing Sheves, which is a type of spicy, a fragrant spice, which is a yellow in color, has yellow flowers. Oichadl, it's dill. Some say translated as dill. Oichadl or mustard, b'shloshimakomis, in three separate places in the field. Some have the girsa two or three b'shnayim shloshimakomis. Then in such a case, that you must give a payer from each spot separately. Because that's what people used to do. Because people used to sow beds of sheves, beds of dill, or beds of mustard, a mustard bed alone. And because of that, each aruga, each bed is considered as its separate field. Mishnah Gimel. Onions. We're going to talk about onions. The practice was that the gardener would pull out the fresh onions, sometimes for the market, and he would leave the dry onions for later on. And even though we learned that the chiv of paya only applies to something that you keep for and that's not perishable, something that you can keep, but vegetables which you don't keep and they're perishable are exempt from paya. Nevertheless, the onions, and so too in the last Mishnah, the dill and the mustard are chayv in peya because these types of vegetables they can keep for a long, long time. Hamachalik betzolim lachim lashuk. The person who's pulling out the fresh onions in his garden to sell them in the market. Umakam yaveshim lagon, and he's going to keep the dry ones for his storehouse. Nosin peya la'elatzvon, la'elatzvon. He must give a separate payah for the onions that are fresh and a separate one later on for the onions that are dry. They're considered like two different types, basically, like two minin. V'chein b'afunin, similarly with beans, which are chayv in payah, that when he's separating the fresh ones to sell, then taking them up, then he has to give separately payah for that. and he leaves the dry ones in the garden. V'chein b'kerem, similarly with a vineyard as well. A person who's harvesting the grapes to sell them in the market immediately or to sell them, and he's leaving the rest of the grapes to make wine or raisins, for example, he must give a payah separately for the ones that he's now selling as fresh grapes, and the other ones separately, the ones that he's going to use to make wine or raisins. Hamedel, a person who is thinning out his crop. Let's say they're squashed next to each other and he wants to uproot every second one in order that they should grow better, the ones that are left there, and leave more space. Noisen min ha-meshuar al ma-shishir. He gives payah from what's left in the field growing only for what's left in the field. But what was taken out now just to make space, the thinning out process, that is no payah required. They're exempt from payah. Because they're not taken as part of the harvest. They're just taken almost like a weed. They're just taken to fix the remaining crop. That's not considered katsira. It's not considered as it's not considered as harvesting. V'hamachlik me'achas yad. But if a person is pulling out, is taking out the seeds, many seeds from one place, not all over the place. Noisen min ha-meshuar al ha-kol. He must give from min ha-meshuar for what's left. He gives a payah from what's left for the whole lot of it, for all of it. Why? Because since he's taking the seeds, he's taking the crop from one area, all of one mokam echad, then that's considered tchilas ha-ktzira. It's considered the beginning of the harvesting. Now, we've learnt machas me'achas yad, according to some of Farshim, that it means from one place, mokom echad. However, there are others, Rabbeinu Shimshon and Ratnura bring it pshat, that me'achas yad means not from one place, but from one inyan, meaning that he's taking it, do it, all of it for one purpose, for a shuk, for the market, or he's taking it all to the stores. In that case, then you give from what's left, you have to give full payah for all of it, because then it's considered the beginning of the katsira, it's beginning the harvest.